Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, in our previous session, our daily dose of Quran, we spoke of Ayah 186 of Surah Al-Baqarah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the importance of dua and how the aspect of dua is very much connected and related to the month of Ramadan and fasting. Now, you know the importance of dua, and I know that in Ramadan my du'as are being answered. What type of dua should I be making? What should I be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in today's daily dose of Quran, Surah Baqarah, Ayah 200. So 14 ayat later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us the type of dua that we should make. Allah says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ فَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. Allah says, there are those who make dua, but the only duas they make are duas related to their worldly interests and worldly concerns. They only make dua for their worldly betterment. Oh Allah, grant me a good home, grant me a good spouse, grant me a good job, grant me a good conveyance. That's the only duas they make. Oh Allah, I have this worldly challenge. Oh Allah, I'm in debt. Only related to dunya. Allah says, Allah might give them what it is that they ask for, but Allah says, وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. But in akhirah, he will have nothing, because he was only concerned of his dunyawi needs. Then Allah says, there are those who make the dua, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Oh Allah, grant us hasana in the dunya, not that we are disallowed and prohibited from making dua for our worldly interests and our worldly needs and worldly challenges. We should, but don't confine it to that. Allah says, there are those who make dua. Oh Allah, give us hasana in this world and give us hasana in the akhirah as well. So they make dua for their spiritual needs as well, and the needs that they will need the requirements that they have for akhirah as well. So they make dua for the akhirah, they make dua for the dunya, and they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect them from the fire of Jahannam. This is a very comprehensive dua. It is a very, very important dua. And Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, when he speaks of hasana in this dunya, when he say, oh Allah, grant me hasana in this dunya, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, what does hasana mean? He says, hasana means every good thing in this world. Afiyah, security, safety. It means a good spacious home. It means a good spouse. It means abundant sustenance. It means beneficial knowledge. It means righteous deeds. It means a good vehicle. Every hasana you can think of in this world is included in the dua when you say, oh Allah, give me hasana in this dunya. And when you say, oh Allah, give me hasana in akhirah, what are you asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for? Oh Allah, grant me Jannah. Oh Allah, grant me an easy reckoning. Oh Allah, save me from the punishment of the grave. Oh Allah, save me from the punishment of Jahannam. Anas radiallahu ta'ala says that the dua Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi made the most. It's a very common dua, it's an easy dua. The dua Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi made the most was this dua. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. When Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu would make a lengthy dua, he always included this dua in the lengthy dua. And if he didn't have time to make a lengthy dua, he would make this one dua. He'd always make this dua. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.